Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisate. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 121st episode of the monthly radio program.
The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued an advisory to all media channels to refrain from showing live coverage of anti-terrorist operations and movement of security forces in the interest of national security. It said that the media, digital platforms and individuals play a vital role in safeguarding national security. The ministry asked them to refrain from reporting based on sources, based information related to defense operations or movement. It said premature disclosure of sensitive information may inadvertently assist hostile elements and endanger operational effectiveness and the safety of personnel. The ministry highlighted that the unrestricted coverage of the Kargil war, the 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks and the Kandahar hijacking had adverse consequences on national interests, which underscored the importance of responsible reporting. The Cable Television Network Amendment Rule states that no program should be carried in the cable service which contains live coverage of any anti-terrorist operation by security forces. Lok Sabha MP Supung Mirin Jameer has emphasized the vital role of youth participation in the democratic process. Speaking at the Jawahar Bal Manch Naglan State Camp in Kohima yesterday, he reminded that today's students would soon become eligible voters and stressed the responsibility of electing good leaders.
Any political party is good, is for the people, but we should know how to elect a good leader. And then whatever the struggle, the situation you face, don't be demoralized in your life. Parents also will guide you, and the friend circle also will guide you.
Urging the youth not to be disheartened by life's challenges, the MP encouraged them to remain positive, resilient and proactive in shaping their future. The camp featured various activities including extempore speech contests, quiz competition, martial arts demonstrations and games aimed at promoting teamwork, confidence and creativity among the students. Minister for Women, Resource Development and Horticulture Salhutunyo Kruse has called on local communities to preserve their rich cultural heritage, highlighting its potential to boost tourism and economic growth. She cited Switzerland and Konoma as inspiring examples where cultural conservation has played a key role in driving tourism activities. Ms. Kruse said this yesterday at the inauguration of the new link road connecting Mezoma village to key locations like Dimapur, Kohima, Konoma and Setsu Zubza. The minister expressed hope that the new link road will not only benefit Mezoma but also enhance tourism and livelihood opportunities across the Western Angami region. Advisor for NSDMA and NRE Z. Nyusitho Nyuthe has said that education must be the key driver for societal change. Addressing the 25th General Conference of the Puchuri Hoho Kohima yesterday, Mr. Nyuthe emphasized that education is the gateway to growth, progress and a brighter future. He stressed that investing in education meant building a foundation for the community's future, ensuring progress with purpose, knowledge and resilience. Emphasizing that every individual holds a responsibility to contribute to this goal, the advisor noted that the true success lies not in personal accomplishments, but in contributing to the growth and well-being of the entire society. Electronics and IT Minister Aishwini Vaishnaw yesterday launched Electronics Component Manufacturing Scheme Guidelines and online portal in New Delhi. Recently, the Union Cabinet approved this scheme with a funding of 22,919 crore rupees. The scheme will be open to receive application from 1st May through the online portal. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnaw said the electronics manufacturing has increased 5 times and electronics export has increased 6 times in the last 10 10 years, he requested industry to set up design teams.
Please set up design teams, because this is just the beginning of the electronics industry's growth. What you are going to see in the next 5 years will be phenomenal change. If you are not prepared for it, you will be left out. So set up design teams, get the latest design tools, make sure that you continuously strive to do backward integration.
And heavy to very heavy rainfall spell is likely to continue over the northeast region in a couple of days. According to India Meteorological Department, fairly widespread to widespread light or moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds spirit is likely over the region in the coming week. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.